USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
Officials said that a shooting at a bar in Kenosha County, Wisconsin, left three dead and two injured early this morning. A manhunt is underway for the suspect, said to be a black man. The sheriff said the incident appears to be targeted and isolated. The shooter was asked to leave the bar, returned, and then opened fire. On the future of the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine, Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC that he believes it will be back on track this week.
I would think that we're not going to go beyond Friday in the extension of this pause. There will very likely be a decision. I don't want to get ahead of them, but I don't think that they're going to completely cancel because the data are such, at least from what we see, they're looking to see if there are more cases.
The CDC and FDA recommended a pause in the use of the vaccine last week due to six cases of blood clots and nearly 7 million vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon. 15% off and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says the Biden administration's handling of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a, quote, huge mistake.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis criticized public health officials' messaging over COVID-19 vaccination during a press conference on Friday morning.
My view is you know, if you get a vaccine, the vaccines are effective, you're immune. And so act immune. If you tell people the opposite, then, gee, you know, why, if it's not effective for them and it's not going to change anything, then what's the point of going through it?
He also criticized how public health officials have handled pausing the vaccine, as well as public health messaging surrounding safety protocols for fully vaccinated adults. White House senior medical advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci stated, "Vaccinated Americans should continue to avoid eating and drinking indoors." For USA Radio News, I'm Brandon Gunzel.
Fauci also telling ABC's This Week today that he doesn't think the pause of the J&J vaccine will go on past Friday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The situation at the southern border has taken a turn.
For the first time, the president has called the issues at the southern border a crisis. President Biden made the remarks to reporters on Saturday, adding that he intends to increase the cap on refugees after receiving pushback from some fellow Democrats when he initially announced that refugee levels would be kept at Trump-era levels. Congressman Daryl Issa says the White House had to recognize it as a crisis because of the effects internationally. The California Republican tells Fox News that our neighbors to the south are now reacting to the Biden-caused crisis.
The Mexican government, in its own self-interest, has mobilized their National Guard to their southern border to try to stem some of these caravans. Like I say, this is no longer a border crisis. This is now an international crisis. It's affecting our neighbors to the south. And by the time Vice President Harris gets down to Mexico City and into South America or Central America, she's going to see neighbors who are very upset with this administration for taking a difficult situation and making it a crisis.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Severe storms are headed to northern and central Florida. Gusty winds and hail expected through tomorrow, and the Rockies have more snow showers in their future. Four states out west are under winter weather alerts. A train derailment in Egypt has injured nearly 100. Dozens of ambulances have rushed to the scene near Cairo, taking the injured to hospitals. Some local media report casualties. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.